If you stop and think about it, it's actually amazing how, in a relatively short period of time, the smartphone has taken over from the desktop computer. Obviously not for everything, I mean I'm sat in my cramped cupboard on my desktop computer now recording this, but for most day-to-day computer or internet tasks, the smartphone is generally more convenient. For me, nowhere is this more true than when it comes to email or social media. I exclusively do all my email on my smartphone. It just seems easier than trying to wrestle with a Windows email client or navigate through those usable but cumbersome webmail pages such as Gmail or Outlook. And it's the same for social media. Of course, the Facebook and Twitter websites are accessible, for the most part, but navigating and using them is quite frankly tiresome with a screen reader. Well, today I'm going to take a look at a Twitter client for Windows, which is designed for screen readers and promises to make managing your Twitter timeline as easy as possible. It's not new, it's been around for a few years, and it's called Chicken Nugget by Accessible Apps. Yes, Chicken Nugget, strange name, but it is memorable. It costs $15, although there is a free trial for 30 days, and you can download it from q-continuum.net. That's q-continuum.net. Or just Google Chicken Nugget and Accessible Apps, and you'll find it easy enough. Installing Chicken Nugget is very straightforward, and when you run it for the first time, you will be given various activation options. These options are all pretty self-explanatory. Unlock if you've bought Chicken Nugget before and have a product key, or activate if you want to go to the website and buy a license. But if you just want to try the free trial for 30 days, pick the
Don't Activate Yet button.
As this is my first time running the app, I need to add my Twitter account to it. So the next thing you'll see is the Twitter account dialog box.
Accounts dialog. Accounts list. Add existing Twitter account button Alt plus A. Create a new Twitter account button Alt plus C. Close button.
Now Chicken Nugget does support multiple Twitter accounts, so you can have more than one, but I've only got one and I'm going to add it here by hitting Alt A. Now this will open whatever your default Windows web browser is and take you to the Twitter login page. After logging in, Twitter will ask you if you give permission for Chicken Nugget to access your Twitter account.
Main landmark heading level 2 authorize Chicken Nugget to use your account, out of list authorize app button.
Once you've clicked on the authorize app button, you can close the browser down and alt tab back to the Chicken Nugget window, which should have a new dialog box.
Trial activation dialog. Trial activation is valid. You have 29 days remaining. OK button.
Also at this point, you may receive a Windows firewall alert. I did, and I simply chose private networks and clicked allow. Finally, click OK to finish the setup and Chicken Nugget will start and take you to your home timeline. The Chicken Nugget main screen is, well, beautifully simple. It consists of just two panes. On the left-hand side is a tree view pane consisting of all the sections you'd expect to find in a Twitter app. Home timeline, mentions, direct messages, all the usual Twitter sections. And on the right-hand side, taking up the majority of the screen, is the content pane. And yes, you've guessed it, it displays the contents of whatever section you pick from the left-hand pane. Navigation is nice and simple as well, simply tab to switch between the two panes and use the up and down arrow keys to move through the items in that pane. Chicken Nugget will display the last item you were on when you use the app, but as this is my first time, it will default to the home timeline.
Chicken Nugget the Blurred Nerd. Home list. Talk Android. Text. Google Maps update brings Wi-Fi only mode.
As you can hear, it's took me to my home timeline and read the latest tweet. Now the content pane displays the tweets just as a vertical list, but be aware that the newest tweets are actually at the bottom of the list, not at the top. So to read through previous tweets, I'm going to press the up arrow.
Live Hacker RT at Skillet text, add a pat of cream cheese to your muffins for extra delicious tops.
And again.
Dolphin Comp, access, text, ice me. Some pictures from our blindfolded penalty shootout raising money for its site concern number Charity Tuesday.
You get the idea. Of course, you can use the page up, page down, home and end keys to navigate through this list as well. And of course, you can hit the application key when you're on one of these tweets to bring up a context menu.
Context menu. Reply, CTRL plus RR. Mention CTRL plus MM. Reply to all CTRL plus Shift plus RR. Retweet CTRL plus Shift plus TT. Quo tweet CTRL plus shift plus QQ. Like L. Delete CTRL plus delete D. Edit tweet.
I'll have to stop there. There are more options, but if I go through them all, I'm going to run out of time. But I just wanted to show you that you're not missing out on any features or functionality with this client. As you heard, there's plenty of keyboard shortcuts here, so let's try one out. Let's find something to retweet.
Blind iPhone, text, iOS 10 and Sierra public betas are now available too.
This looks good. Okay, so if I hit Control Shift T, it makes that noise. And now if I jump down to the bottom of the tweet list.
Sean RT at Blind iPhone, text, iOS 10 and Sierra public betas are now available too.
And there's my retweet. Perfect. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's take a look at the other pane. So I'll just hit Tab to jump into it.
Tree view. Timelines collapsed 1 of 5 level 0.
Okay, you'll find 5 categories here. Timeline, relationships, popular, sent, and events. Each one has different information from Twitter. For example, if you go to the relationships category and hit the right arrow to expand it, you'll be able to see lists of friends or people you're following, the list of people following you, and also people you've blocked. In the popular category, you'll be able to see likes and retweets. In sent, you'll be able to see every tweet and direct message you've sent. And events will show you things such as people you've recently followed. Let's quickly run through the timeline category to see how it all works. So again, use the up and down arrow keys to move between categories and hit the right arrow to expand one.
Timelines collapsed 1 of 5 level 0. Expanded. 4 items.
Now if I arrow down into the subcategories.
Level 1 mentions 1 of 4.
I'm now on the mentions list, so if I hit Tab to jump into the contents pane.
Stephen Scott, text, turns out that Amazon Prime now is available in Manchester at the Blurred Nerd. Get ordering for goodness sake. I'm loving it.
As you can hear, there's a mention I got from Stephen. Again, Shift Tab to jump back to the previous pane.
Tree view. Mentions 1 of 4 level 1.
Arrow down again.
Home 2 of 4 level 1.
This is your home timeline. This is where we first started.
Direct messages 3 of 4 level 1.
Well, this one's pretty obvious. Just as it says, this is your direct messages.
Likes 4 of 4 level 1.
And this is a list of all the tweets you've liked. Now, as I said earlier, I'm not even scratching the surface of what you can do with this client, because if I did, this recording would be an hour long. But as you can see, using this main window makes using Twitter incredibly accessible and incredibly easy. But that's only half of it. You can use Chicken Nugget in two ways. Firstly, you can use the main window, like I've been showing you. But the second way is to hide the main window and use global keyboard shortcuts to still access your Twitter feed. What does that mean? Well, it means you could be in a web browser watching Netflix or working in Microsoft Word, and when a new tweet comes into your timeline, you'll hear a subtle sound, and by holding the Windows and Alt keys while using the up and down arrows, you can move through your timeline, and your screen reader will read out your tweets, and all without leaving Netflix or Word or whatever app you're in. Not only will it read the tweets to you, you can also reply or retweet or compose a new tweet. And again, this is all without leaving the app you're currently working in. You do not have to have focus on the Chicken Nugget app. So to finish up, I'm going to quickly show you how that works. But before I do, a warning. I'm running the Windows 10 anniversary update, and when I use the keyboard shortcut Windows Control W to hide the Chicken Nugget main window, it did disappear. However, using that shortcut again did not bring it back. I was unable to get Chicken Nugget to come back. In the end, I had to hunt down a Chicken Nugget config file that was hidden away and edit it in Notepad to show the main window again. Now, I'm assuming this is down to the Windows 10 anniversary update and possibly the inclusion of Windows Ink, which may interfere with that shortcut. So I would strongly recommend that when you're in the Chicken Nugget main window, the first thing you should do is hit Control K to bring up the keyboard shortcut editor and move down the list until you find Focus Main Window. Then edit that shortcut. I used Alt, Control, Shift and W, and that worked fine for me. My version of Chicken Nugget is 4.1, and I'm sure this will be fixed in a future update. So with that being said, let me show you how this works.
Chicken Nugget the Blurred Nerd. Mentions list.
I'm currently in the Chicken Nugget main window, and I'm going to hide it using the keyboard shortcut Alt, Control, Shift and W.
Netflix Mozilla Firefox. Netflix document. Heading level 2 link Netflix originals.
Now my chicken nugget window has disappeared and I'm in my Firefox browser on the Netflix webpage. And I can navigate around the webpage as normal.
Stranger Things link. Play link. The Little Prince link.
That sound is the sound of a new tweet coming in. So now if I hold Windows, Alt and press the down arrow.
Hims Incorporated dot text $109 million raised for inherited retinal disease research.
There you go, how cool is that? I can read the newest tweet. I could also retweet it or reply to it again, all without leaving Firefox. Also, while holding the Windows and Alt key, if I use the left and right arrow keys, I can move through the Twitter categories.
Friends, followers, blocked, liked, retweeted, sent tweets, sent direct messages, events, mentions, direct messages, likes.
And again, using the up and down arrow keys, we'll go through that category.
Stephen Scott, my favorite show is on at RNIB Radio soon and it's one of mine. Tech Talk has real attitude. It's me at the Blurred Nerd and at the Brown's Place.
And with that, I think I'm done. As you heard, I'm running Chicken Nugget in the 30-day free trial mode. But am I impressed enough to buy it? Actually, I'm not sure. Now, there's no denying that it's got lots of features, it's really accessible and simple to use. But arguably, one of the most interesting aspects of Chicken Nugget is the ability to manage your timeline from anywhere on the system. No matter what you're doing or what app you're in on your computer, you can manage your tweets. Well, firstly, I'm just not that much of a power Twitter user. I don't need to be that real time with my Twitter timeline. But secondly, and more importantly, I found that the global keyboard shortcuts were inconsistent. Sometimes I just couldn't get them to work. Now, as I said, I am running the Windows 10 anniversary update, and it's quite possible that that is the issue. So I am going to hold back and wait for the next version of Chicken Nugget to see if it fixes this problem. If it does, then yes, probably, I think it is worth the money.